These are the letters. First from our editor, Andrea Kulik, who writes about delivery delays. Dear readers, thanks for your emails and calls to share your concerns that your copies of Living Lutheran have been arriving late. We're glad to know that the magazine and its timely arrival are important to you. Unfortunately, industry-wide paper and labor shortages, along with Postal Service mailing delays, are slowing delivery of magazines, including this one. You should expect the delivery of your monthly copy toward the end of the month until the situation is resolved, and we're very sorry for the inconvenience. Samuel G. Platts, a retired pastor from Sylmar, California, writes about building a liturgy from October to express the divine liturgy in ways that are meaningful to Native Americans is a wonderful blessing to us all. I only wish it had been designed and led by people under 21 years of age. Peter Lundholm, a retired pastor in St. Cloud, Minnesota, writes about 500 years of God's Word in the common language was interesting in many ways. I believe it also misrepresents Martin Luther in some respects. The statement, "What Luther manifested first and foremost was a private way of reading and interpreting Holy Scripture," seems to me an example of that misrepresentation. No doubt Luther and his translation was revolutionary. To emphasize private reading of Scripture is a distortion. The concept of the priesthood of all believers meant and means that we're to serve as priests to one another and speak the absolution to one another, and that Scripture should be read together by the whole community of faith. Judith McCune writes about We Need Each Other from the September issue. My late husband and I were members of Ascension Lutheran Church in Oklahoma City from 1984 to 1991. I was very pleased and moved to read in the September issue about the merger between Ascension, St. Mark, and Redeemer Lutheran Churches, and it's uplifting to know that sometimes it's necessary for several small, struggling congregations to become one vibrant, worshiping community.